Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hour number two on this Friday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Taking you in for our last show of 2025. I mentioned the third baseman, Jose Miranda. Twins. He also signed for the Padres minor league deal. Daily Gambit coming our way. I think we're still scheduled to do that, right? I know we can the Big Five, but...
We did not can the Big Five. It's
Daily
there.
Gambit is still here, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did what I normally bring
okay,
to the
that's
show.
Right, because you were in charge of the day gambit, well, so it makes sense that we're on schedule there.
It doesn't make any sense to make bets that we're not going to review until January 5th.
We're still going to discuss some of the games coming up and get our thoughts.
How about that, Scrape?
The chat really wants you guys to be a little bit nicer to me, so...
Oh, is the chat in
on us? You only showed the chat the card. You didn't show them the card within the card.
Yeah.
So maybe if the chat saw all of it, they
not
would
just
understand just how nice we were to him today.
Thank how much we the, actually love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so
thank
chat,
you for the Dave and Buster's
pipe
credits.
Pipe it. We gave you two of those little coins.
Power cards.
To go play. Yeah. So
no, the guys took care of me,
down.
But that's how they buy my silence for a week and a half.
Pipe it down, chat. Pipe it down, believe me.
See, when someone gets really angry about
that's
something...
That's not angry, it's just firing back.
It's facts, as Tony likes to say.
Yes. All right, let's get to some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's go through our bets from last night. The first bet was Seahawks against the Rams. Sorry. Seahawks minus 1.5 on the spread.
Who didn't know the Thursday night game there, buddy?
Me.
Yeah.
Seahawks, we all chose them.
They only won by one.
They only won by one, 37-36.
Yeah.
Now, here was a matchup that I thought was going to be kind of close. Who had more receiving yards? Puka Nacua, -2, or JSN? We all went JSN. JSN had 96. Puka had 225. Minus those two, he had 223.
He's the first receiver ever, by the way, to have over 150 in three straight games.
Really? Not really. Even Jerry Rice. That's
not
crazy.
Even. Not even.
I did not expect that. Who had more passing yards last night, Matthew Stafford or Sam Darnold? By the way, some of his interceptions were like, what are you doing?
I can tell
he
you.
He has that. He
was seeing ghosts last night.
That's honestly what scares as much upside as he has.
Yeah.
That is what scares you once he gets to the postseason.
I don't think there's any question. If you're a Seahawk fan right now, you're happy they won last night. You got it. You're in the driver's seat. But you know they're not going to the Super Bowl. That guy is going to make a mistake at the wrong time.
He keeps throwing at the linemen on the goal line.
It's just going to happen. I'm sorry, Seahawk fans. I know a few of them. I think Seattle's a really good team. Defense, but that he's going to lose you a game. It's just going to happen. I don't think you can beat three quality opponents with that kind of quarterback play. Inconsistent quarterback play.
All right. Well, who had more passing yards, Matthew Stafford or Sam Darnold? Tony and I went Darnold.
Oops.
Chris went Stafford. Stafford had 457 yards.
That boy was slinging it.
Kind of hard when they're not covering one of the players
out there.
You know
what's interesting about Stafford that I think last year they made a trade that gave him another first-round pick this year to possibly pick his replacement. They're going to end up moving back for another year and getting another pick.
He's not going anywhere.
I don't think there's no way he's going to go anywhere.
Well, the reason is I have a very close friend who is a very big Rams fan, and his wife and children never travel to every single game, but his wife and kids are traveling to every single game this year as like a.
So that's
they're just trying to protect him from pushing people off of a ledge like he did at the celebration rally.
Chris has the weirdest memory.
Do you not remember that?
He did not push her. She fell.
And he didn't care. So that's just as good as him pushing
See,
her.
See, he tells me I'm the bearer of misinformation. Pushing her and her falling on her own are two very different things.
To me, if you see somebody run over by a car and walk
run over by a car, that's
right,
different.
And you walk by, then to me that's similar to you running them over in a car yourself.
I don't believe that I'm capable of taking care of someone who's been run over by a car.
Okay, but you would at least glance in that direction.
Yeah, we'd call 911.
Thank you.
But that's as much as I'm doing. And
thank
then I'm
you,
gonna
Matt
go,
Stafford would not.
Then I'm going to go get my piece of pizza and watch what happens outside. Anyway.
Move along,
okay,
little doggy.
See, I don't know why he has to be rude, Tony. There's no reason
rude.
To call me a dog.
Little doggy is not a dog. That's different.
Okay. OKC minus 17.5 against the Clippers last night. We all went OKC. We were all correct. OKC won 121-101, which means they won by 21. Lakers over under 242.5 points against the Jazz last night. It was a crazy one. We all said over. It was 143-135.
Chris,
Lakers
good call.
Win.
Good call on
278.
That.
278. Yeah, that would have been a comfortable win.
There were some good hot mic moments. During that game, LeBron at 40 plus years old dunked on the big man one time down, and he got another chance to do it. Big man this time turned it and fouled him, and he's on the ground, and you could Mike picks him up saying he didn't want to get punched on again for the second time, huh?
Who said that to who?
LeBron said that about big man fouling him at the end.
Huh.
The other interesting thing was we'll get to it later because I know you got a Phoenix game coming up here.
No, this is the last one. USC minus 54.5 against Cal Poly. The women's basketball, we all went USC. We were all incorrect. They did win by a lot, but not enough. 86-39, which is 47 points. Tony.
Did you guys see the Suns game last night? They played Golden State.
I heard they hung on despite more Dylan Brooks antics.
Dylan Brooks almost cost him a game. He closes out on Steph Curry and like jabs him in the stomach as he goes by. Curry goes down, obviously in a little pain. They look at it. Cost them a flagrant foul. They hit the bucket. They're down four.
Okay.
They get the extra. They get the technical foul.
Right. And the ball.
Jimmy Butler hits a three to tie it.
Okay. Wow.
And then they were bailed out because they got a foul at the other end. So Suns were able to hit.
But he punched. He was trying. Dylan, the villain.
There's
no way he is ever going to lose that nickname.
The crazy part is he's actually having a great season this year.
But his antics are overshadowing
that. That's what we're talking about. We're not even talking about his great season.
Yeah. All right, we don't have to bet on these, but here's some games that are coming up, and I thought it'd be fun to take a look at them. We got the start of the college football playoff. Oklahoma's favored by 1.5 over Alabama. Game is tonight. It's at Oklahoma. Remember, the first round games are at the home site. Oklahoma beat Alabama already this year. I want to root against Alabama, guys, but I don't think Oklahoma is good enough to beat Alabama twice. I'm worried. I'm going to take Alabama tonight. What do you got? I know we're hoping. Most people are hoping anyway.
I'm going to take the Sooners.
I don't like either team.
I don't either.
I don't either, really, but I like Oklahoma a little bit.
Oklahoma I've been at kind home, of a fan. I'm okay with.
Here's the thing that I'm really excited about this game. Michael Wilbon, who's, you know, I think he's pretty trustworthy. We'll see how trustworthy. He says that if Alabama loses tonight, he says Kalen DeBoer, their coach, could be the coach of Michigan within 24 hours after the game is over. Now, we'll have to see about that. But if Kalen DeBoer leaves Alabama and goes to Michigan, that opens up Lane Kiffin's dream job at Alabama.
Stop it.
Could he leave LSU before he ever even gets there?
The answer is yes. Way.
Come on,
no
Lane.
Way.
The you answer know is yes. He could do it, Tony.
No way. The answer is yes.
He could do it, of course. But
he could
would.
Do it, and he will do
he
it.
He won't do it.
Man.
He won't
but,
do it.
But this might be his only chance ever to be the Alabama coach.
By the way,
this would be epically. It would be such a bad deal for him.
I will give back any Christmas present, including Rod's chocolates, to see Lane Kiffin leave LSU before he ever coaches a game there. All right, the second game is A&M in Miami tomorrow morning at A&M. 3.5 spread A&M. Scrab, what do you think? Who do you like here?
I'm Miami go with Jesse's team, Miami.
Go with Miami. A&M was good this year. They beat Notre Dame, but if you look at their schedule in the SEC, A&M did not play any of the top seven finishers in the SEC. The only one they played was Texas, and they lost to them. They missed everyone else. The schedule was very favorable to A&M. So I'll take Miami because of that. Tony, anything on this game? You're in the middle of something, looks like.
Who's playing? Who's playing?
Yeah, who's Chris. Playing? Texas A&M and Miami.
Who's playing?
You like the U? Or are you sticking up for Jesse?
That was good. Yeah, I'm sticking up. I'm going with my man, Jess.
All right. We got Ole Miss and Tulane also tomorrow. But here's the other one that I want to talk about. James Madison, Oregon. Oregon's a 21-point favorite. This came from the SEC, a tweet. Now, remember, Oregon is not in the SEC, right? They're in the Big Ten. So the SEC numbers guy tweets out, James Madison beat Old Dominion by 36. Indiana only beat Old Dominion by 13. Indiana smoked Oregon. Therefore, I'm starting to think James Madison is going to whip Oregon.
Oh, my Lord.
After that, I'll take Oregon minus the 21.
Yeah, I tell you what. I hope Dan Lanning didn't get a hold of that. Because he will create
the most
unbelievable pregame
speech. He'll put
speech,
that up, yeah.
Have them dudes ready to run through a wall. Oh, I hope he didn't get any word of this.
We all want James Madison to make a game of it,
absolutely.
But I just don't see how
they're
going to.
I don't even want James Madison to win. I just want them to keep it close.
Make a showing.
Yeah. I think they're going to win.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll
see about that.
You had the Chiefs not making the playoffs.
I did, thank you.
So I think you've already got your one lucky pick for the year.
That's probably true.
Tomorrow night, the Aztecs are going to Arizona, 14.5-point spread. First, I guess I'll ask if the Aztecs can win. Second, I'll ask if at least they can stay within the 14-point spread. The way Bird and Dixon Waters are playing right now, it's going to be pretty tough, Tony. They've got to get better games from those guys to have a chance.
I'm going to say they do keep it close.
Okay.
I think it's Bird especially.
Yeah. He's got to show up
play
big.
Like the NBA prospect he is.
Right? And he hasn't been doing that. One more on go ahead to Sunday. Quinn Ewers making his debut for Miami. 180 on the over-under passing yardage. Phillip Rivers was only 150. This seems like a gimme to bet against that. Mm. Yes, no? Is he going to make it over 180?
I mean, Tua made it over 250.
I think he's going to have more than 180 because Mike McDaniels is not. He's not going to protect him from like. He's going. They're going to
let him throw it all over. All right.
I mean, they do got Achan though.
He's something to check in on. All right, that's our gambit today. There is no betting with the 2-week vacation
coming up. Yeah, so
Scrape,
you don't have
up.
To worry about answering bets 2 weeks later. We got this under control, buddy.
Thank you.
We figured it out for you, Scrappy. Our countdown is coming up in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to it. It's going to be our top five sports moments of the year. Each of us
Tony
have selected their
the
own
most
five.
Time on this.
I don't think so because I started doing my. Yeah, right. Hey, that was a joke. I've been
Why
doing.
Why is that a joke?
Because we know
you normally don't spend time on your countdown. That's what he's getting at.
No, he does. It's just it's a quick cram session on what he needs to do.
We'll see what he comes up with. I know what I've come up with. And Scraby could go in a bunch of different directions. That's coming up. More Gwen and Chris after traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
God, it's my turn again. I'm so off. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. This hour brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. We have our countdown to the top five sports moments of the year coming up in the next segment. Stick around for that. And later in the show, Scraby is going to take us back through the year and how we here covered the events of 2025, stuff like Ryan O'Hearn being acquired, Chris Ello saying that he couldn't hit lefties, and then Ryan O'Hearn homering against a lefty.
Luis Arraez.
Oh, man, that Luis Arraez thing caused me a lot of sleepless nights. We got, I had something and now I just, you know, it escaped me.
A vacation has already started.
Yeah, these guys are.
The biggest story of the day in
happy.
The Padre world, of course, is Michael King is signed to be back with the Padres. The Angels are probably happy to a certain extent because this settlement has been reached with the
Skaggs family
of
yes.
The deceased pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The jurors deliberating for more than 2 days, and that kind of suggested that the family might get the verdict. So the Angels, sensing that, I guess, agreed to a last-minute settlement. The whole thing is just a horrible situation. Tyler Skaggs died in 2019 after an Angel employee, Eric Kay, gave him fentanyl-laced pill. Kay is serving a 22-year federal prison sentence for his role. I didn't remember that. 22. That's pretty solid and needed, actually, if you ask me. The jurors ruled that had Kay not given that pill, Skaggs would not have died. But that doesn't also go past all of the problems that Tyler Skaggs had. Drug problems, alcohol, everything. And how much did the Angels know and how much should the Angels have been responsible for his death?
That's really what this is
and
about.
And that's what the whole suit was about. Yeah. So I feel a little heartless by saying that the Angels, I think, have to take some But I don't care for the fact that in our society too often we don't put the blame where I think it should be on the person who was actually taking the stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a harder leap for people because especially in this case where said person is no longer here to
right.
be able to answer for any of it. So I think for a lot of people it's mentally difficult to place blame there on the person that is no longer here.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it
right. It's like we're dancing or stepping on his grave type yeah. of thing.
Right.
You know, I just, you know, people need to take a little more responsibility for what they're putting in their bodies. Because, I mean, the old kind of silly line that I always heard as a little kid was, if your friend jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do it too? Oh, you know what I mean? So
I heard that from my mom.
Right, we all heard it. So, but there is something to it. You know, just because somebody else does something or somebody says, hey, do this, to me, it's ultimately up to you to make that decision. Peer pressure can be hard to handle. I'm not saying this was a peer pressure. I'm just saying he obviously had a real problem with the alcohol, the drugs, Scrabe. And so with that temptation, he was much more... much more possible to succumb to it.
I think it, generally, for me, I'll speak from where I was at.
Yeah.
But if one door closed on getting my booze, I would go find another door. Yeah.
So you're telling me that if he didn't get it from the angels or whatever, he would have found it anyway.
Yes. Well, I can't say for sure,
right,
obviously.
But I know what you're saying.
Me,
I think it's a
yes,
point.
That was
it's a
it.
Point made. Yeah.
Because once the door closed, it's like, oh, no, now I got to find a new thing. So then you go find a new thing, and it's just a constant, you're just chasing your tail, basically.
I mean, there's something to be said for getting drug dealers off the street. Don't get me, you know, all right, we're not going to get too political here. But ultimately, the person who buys the drugs, I think, has to be responsible for what happens to them. Although, there are people that argue it's the drug dealers that need, the supply needs to be cut off. You say that the one supply is, no, I know, but if you say one supply is cut off, then another one usually
yes,
is there.
But I honestly think the best way to deal with this in our society is to put more money into treatment programs instead of trying to take the drugs off the street, get people the help they need so they don't want the drugs anymore, and then no one's buying those drugs. But
I will say one thing that I think hurt the Angels in this whole case was that they kept claiming they weren't aware of any of the drug addiction.
Yeah, it just seemed like
and
too
far fetched. And that just made them look bad.
It just seemed too far fetched.
And especially, I think it was Mike Trout, of all people, who came out and said, you know, he talked to Tyler Skaggs about trying to get his life in order. So if Mike Trout knew it, the Angels must have known it or something.
I also found a new.
So anytime you lie, why don't you
Are
just
you
come out?
What I'm thinking?
Yes. Sorry, Chris. I knew you were cooking right there.
Yeah, no, there were some nasty things going on.
Because, like, Michael K. did, not Michael K. Is that
Eric? No,
Eric K.
Let's not drag Michael K. into this. He's got his own issues.
Yeah. Eric K. would do crazy things for money. This is the whole thing with Albert Pujols, is that he was a part of this whole thing, and they would throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball at his knee for money, and everybody would stand around and laugh. But here is the grossest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. He was paid money.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
Wait, who was paid money?
K. Was paid
Eric K was?
To eat a pimple off of Mike Trout's back.
That's so disgusting.
What? Yes. What does that have to do with this?
That was in...
That's how he was getting money to fund his drug addiction.
Yeah, that was a part of the testimony.
Yes.
So how he was getting the money.
I'm glad I missed that testimony, but now apparently I haven't missed it.
It's... you know, I understand.
It's an ugly situation all the way around. There's just no, and a man died because of all of it.
Kalos says, "Scravy, I'm eating right now."
It's
not
disgusting.
Anymore. You're not.
Yeah, no, it's over.
I think hopefully this will allow, you know, both parties to move forward.
But let's just give the Angels a lesson that I hope they learn and other teams learn. If one of your players is in trouble, and you know about it, and you address it with them, and they still get themselves into further trouble, at least come out at the beginning and say, yes, we knew it. We tried.
Let me say
something. Do something. Be honest. Covering it up makes you look worse and the situation worse.
I think this is also why, you know, this is a good organization versus bad organization. And I take you back to CC Sabathia. I don't know if you guys remember how all that went down. I think He was. They took a picture of him, and he might not even been in the country, with, you know, drinking on a balcony or something along those lines. And that then spun its way to the whole, you know, him missing. I think he missed the postseason to go into rehab. But this is a team kind of helping,
right?
Get help to a player. Whereas,
and CeCe Sabathia is now a living, thriving, functioning member of
a good example
our world.
To right. other. I mean, as Scraby yes, is to right. other people going through these type of deals. But when you have a good organization behind you, along with the self awareness of knowing you need help, those you can have good outcomes. It doesn't always have to end like this.
It doesn't always have to end like that, but. I think all teams are taking note right now.
They should be.
And doing some sort of security on it. You don't want your players getting mixed up in this stuff.
Not this stuff. Suffice to say, the Tyler Skaggs incident is very unlikely to make anybody's list of the top five sports moments of the year.
Yeah.
We will find out what does make our lists when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Ho, ho, ho. Coming up tomorrow, it's our final show of the year.
The 7th annual Ben and Woods Christmas and Holiday Extravaganza.
Listen to Ben and Woods.
3:36 on the clock. I know it's my turn. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. We have ourselves a countdown. Top five 2025 sports moments in our eyes. My five will look different than Chris's five. Chris's five will look different from Scraby's five.
This is a tough topic for me.
Is it?
Are there more than five, or you couldn't come up with five?
Both. At first, I was like, I have no idea what to put
on. And then
they
started flooding in, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah. Do we have some traffic to check before we get into this?
Let's help everybody get home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Do it.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a long year. What was our top five moments? Well, let's start finding out.
Number five.
I never go first.
It's your idea, so you're going first.
Number five happened. I got to think which one I want to go number five. My number five happened on June 8th of this year. One of the greatest, probably one of the best competition, head-to-head competitions I've ever seen. Certainly qualifying as one of my moments for this year was the French Open final. Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner. 5 hours, 29 minutes, the second longest Grand Slam final in history. Alcaraz was down 2-1. He was down 3-5, and Love 40 faced three match points in the fourth set. He won all 3 points, took the fourth set, took a lead in the fifth set, only to see Sinner break serve right at the end to force a fifth set tiebreaker that ultimately Alcaraz won. Total points, Sinner won 193, Alcaraz won 192. It was an amazing 5.5 hour match. Number five for me.
Number five for me goes to Asia Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces. They swept the Phoenix Mercury, but it's really about Asia Wilson. Third WNBA title in the past four seasons. Won her fourth WNBA MVP award. Third NBA Defensive Player of the Year award. And her second WNBA Finals MVP. A terrific run that she's currently on now as the best female player in the world.
Hopefully she'll have a chance to win another one of those awards next season.
I'm gonna
the
take
WNBA in flux at the moment.
I'm going to take one from Chris and just do my own topic, and that's going to be top five sports stories.
Oh, so you're just going to do your own category?
That's what he does every week.
Take a book. Okay, I got you.
My honorable mention: everyone trying to break up Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was a thing.
That was definitely a thing. But my actual number five was when Jerry Jones traded Micah Parsons, and then it was revealed that Jerry was mad. He had to talk to Micah Parsons' agent, and so that's why he traded him. Because he wanted to pull a fast one on Micah Parsons. His agent's like, no, we're going to talk.
That's definitely a top five storyline, for sure.
The Micah Parsons saga. All right.
That was your number four. You like that one.
I do.
Didn't end well for either side there.
I think Jerry Jones made out on this.
Jerry Jones made out on this in the end, you feel.
I'm just going to point this out. I think they need to make the playoffs first. You can't miss the playoffs and then trade your best player.
I know. It's hard to say a defensive player is going to will a team to the playoffs.
I think in terms of draft picks, in terms of like importance, it goes like quarterback, left with one of the tackles that's protect. Left tackle, outside rusher is the third most important piece.
Jerry traded
I don't disagree.
Away.
He said, bye-bye.
I don't know. I think
I love that. You
I think
gave
Micah
Jerry
Parsons,
love,
and this is my opinion. Micah Parsons might be a little bit hard to deal with behind closed doors.
Packers haven't really said much about it.
Yeah,
wait. And that's a team owned by the people.
They don't know.
Okay.
Number four, right?
Yep. Yes.
Number four for me was November 24th, about a month ago, at Snapdragon Stadium.
Oh.
Just an unbelievable atmosphere. I wasn't even there, but you could feel it. And the tense matchup between SDFC and Minnesota United FC in the West semifinal. In the 72nd minute, the ball popped loose to Anders Dreyer. Bang! Into the back of the net, sending SDFC, one of the greatest expansion teams in any sport, all the way to the West Final. That was some moment. And for Dreyer, he started it all too, Tony, way back at the beginning with the first goal against LA Galaxy. He finished with 23 goals. And I think if there was a male athlete of the year in San Diego, he'd be pretty high up on the list.
You should create that award, Chris.
Sure, okay. Be happy to.
You know what? That made me want to take one out and throw that one in. But since you used it already, I'll stick with mine. I'll be actually giving someone some love that I usually don't give love.
Oh,
It's Scraby's guy, Rory McIlroy, going back to April. Got his first, finally. He finally won the Masters.
Yep.
And he completed the Grand Slam. Scraby thinks it's the greatest thing that he's ever seen.
He actually completed the real Grand Slam. You know what I'm saying? He didn't.
Yeah. The career Grand Slam.
Exactly. So Shout out to Rory McIlroy.
And it was quite
it did go. I feel like it went downhill from there, though, right? Didn't he have some
No, he had a really strong year.
Okay, so it went
uphill
from
there. He won, like, the European Tour, and, yeah, he had a strong year.
The thing that I liked is that he actually spoke to the media after that tournament.
It was
before
none
of the other ones that
he... That's right, it was before he was running off.
None of the other ones when he ran to his car. What a stand-up guy he is.
Still don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, well...
That's number four.
I was going to put that on there, but I'm taking it off now because Tony put it on there. My number four, you guys are going to hate this one. You guys are going to absolutely hate this one. One of my favorite sports moments of the year was the swing off at the All-Star game.
Yeah, I hate it.
I Schwarb loved the swing off.
So stupid.
You just liked it because Schwarber did what he did.
Yeah, if he didn't do that, I wouldn't be naming this. Remember right after that, should real games be decided by a swing off?
We're so lame sometimes. That was the thing the next day too, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was talking about it. It was also the day after the game, which means zero sports to talk about, so
that's a great point. That's probably why we were talking about that.
But that's my number four.
Number three.
Number three was something that I really and only I experienced with my buddy Mike Golovko. His racehorse, Almond Joy, winning five consecutive races, the fourth and fifth of which came at Del Mar. Both of those, I had a chance to be down in the winner's circle and celebrate with my friend who, you know, dreamed along with me about owning a racehorse one day. Well, now he was a part owner, and there he was winning back-to-back races. It was quite exciting to be part of that, I must say. July 25th, won the Fleet Treat Stakes. Yikes, say that again. And August 30th, the Torrey Pine Stakes. Two really fun moments.
Who's having steak?
For me.
Yeah, steak. Give me some meat.
Give me some of that meat. And Joy. Great year for that horse and my buddy Mike.
Give me some meat. We go back to June.
For you?
For me. And my number three pick, Coco Gauff. Wins her first French
Coco
Open title. She beat Aranya Sabalenka.
Sabalenka. It's actually Arena, not spelled anything like that.
No, it's not. Arena, yeah. Fine. Arena. And that was her, you know, kind of first big moment. Second Grand Slam title. I thought that was one of the more great match. I thought it was one of the more big moments of the year.
Chris, about your horse racing, what happened to the heads up on the first race money could have made? Like, if you told everybody that...
I did tell everybody
horse,
I was going
you didn't
to...
Say, you didn't say to bet on the horse. Everybody would have.
Okay, well, I didn't know it was going to win.
So he didn't want to lead you down the road.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to get him to tweet out, bet on this horse, and then... let me do this real quick, and I'll get to my number three. This update, or this hour, I'm sorry, is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California. All right, my number three is Cal Raleigh's home run barrage that he had all year. 60 home
Good
runs.
For the second place finisher in the MVP.
I feel bad that he finished second in the MVP, but he had a great season, and you got to know Cal a little bit more. He seems like a fun guy. Good dude, so I'm
what
happy
What was his
to
nickname?
See.
That's what
Big
everybody
Dumper.
Loved.
Big
yeah,
Dumper!
How could that you was... ever forget?
Right, that's what I think catapulted him to new
maybe,
heights.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And
gotta
who
have,
said
who gotta
was
have
it?
A good nickname. Gotta
we
have
had
a good
Ryan
thing.
Divish on, and he told us who came up with it. I can't remember it now.
Oh, it was Kelnick.
Kelnick. That's it.
And I think our guest said it was the only thing Jared Kelnick ever contributed to the Mariner organization.
You know what?
He did say that.
I was thinking it in my head, but I was like, I don't need to say that. That's
that
kind of me.
That was hard.
No, Ryan Divish did it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's on me, huh?
No, you did number three, right? We're on number two.
Yes, we are.
Number two.
Number two, June 15th. One of the moments of the year for all Aztec fans. J.J. Spahn wins the U.S. Open at Oakmont. It was how he did it that I think was just incredible. Ended up, bogeying five of the first six holes in the final round. Made a 40-foot putt on 12 to tie it. Made a 22-foot putt on 14 to take the lead. hit the amazing drive to the green on 17, birdied that, and then finished it with a 69.5-foot putt on 18. Talk about something dreams are made of. JJ Spahn.
Only guy to finish under par.
Right, one under par to win it by two over Robert McIntyre. JJ, number two.
You could have given me 1,000 guesses. I would have never said Robert McIntyre.
Right, I had to look that up, obviously.
That was an amazing performance, yes. By the way. Number two on my list, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Great series between the Thunder and Pacers. Tyler Halliburton tears his Achilles in the first quarter of that game. It was pretty much lights out from that point on.
They hung in there for a while, they did. But they couldn't keep up with
them. And, you know, it's as much as we complain and moan about all of our sports, and when you get to the finals, you get the two best teams, and you get a matchup like that, It makes all of the rest of the season
games
really
were all
point.
Good. They're Remember just, the first game of the series? I think Indiana was down 28 yeah. points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Something like that.
That was a terrific, terrific series. Number two on my list.
All right. Number two on my list recently happened. It actually happened last Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs were eliminated from the playoffs, everybody. Kansas City Chiefs gonna be sitting out there in patooties when everybody else is playing football.
You're such a hater, dude. You couldn't wait to get that.
Why don't you even be a bigger hater and say that the icing on the cake was that my homeboy got hurt in the game?
Because I don't believe that.
Oh, you don't believe that.
Sure you don't
I don't want him
that.
To get hurt. I'd rather him. But for the most part, they were kicked out of the playoffs because of the whole team, not because
it wasn't because of him. Yeah. I mean, he didn't have his year. I mean, but the rest of the team.
Ironically, he got hurt because he was trying to squeeze out every inch he possibly could because the offense couldn't do much.
Do you think he'll stop doing the fake out thing when he's running now?
I don't think that had anything to do with his injury. Scraby.
Oh, but yes, my number two, Chiefs. Eliminated from the playoffs.
You know, it is like Scraby for one of his great moments to be the demise of something else. He looks at it the opposite way.
I mean, it was just so annoying. Scraby. It was annoying with the Chiefs and the referees and Patrick Mahomes losing his mind when penalties were called and their actual penalties.
You loved it.
Number one.
I gave my wife my list today and I asked her to guess what my number one was. Took her a moment, but when it popped into her head, she knew it. It's easy for me to say that March 12th was the number one moment of the year. It was the night that the Aztec girls beat Wyoming in triple overtime, a classic to win the Mountain West tournament. To be there, celebrate with them, ended up getting the ring. The game itself, even if it wasn't for a championship, was incredible. But being as a championship was at stake, it was quite the memorable night. And then I, forced my way through to the front and climbed up the ladder without anybody giving me clearance and grabbed a little piece of the net for myself, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I do remember watching that game, or listening to the game.
Listening, yeah.
It was amazing. Great game.
Number one on my list. It's probably going to disappoint a lot of people, but...
Game 7?
It's tough to leave it off.
Yeah.
You're top of the list.
It is.
It was one of the greatest World Series in my lifetime.
It was up there.
I can only think of like
1991 Braves Twins.
There's
not much. Cubs, I guess they were the Indians.
But I don't think it was as good as that.
No, this one was really
crazy.
Something.
The wrong team ended up winning, but it had to be at the top of the list.
The last game, I mean, Miguel Rojas, homers. Pajas catches the ball. I still don't know how that happened.
That is crazy.
With a dude like at his legs. Like,
right.
That's,
and what is it? The catcher.
Will Smith.
Will Smith barely keeps his toe on home plate.
And then
that
homers.
Was a lot of fun.
That was
a lot of fun, but you're right, the wrong team. All right, Scraby, finish it off. What other horrible thing befell somebody that was your number one moment?
I thought about Zion Williamson a million times. It's usually a missed game here and there. I guess I'm going to go with, if I'm going to go with moment, I'm going to go with opening day. Because Gavin Sheets hit the home run against the Braves late in the game. It was our introduction to Gavin Sheets. I was there. It was crazy. And people were very excited. We thought, and then they started out 7-0, and then they went 15-4. So I'm going to say that's a good
memory.
Day.
That was a good memory. My memory of Gavin Sheets, I hate to tell him, is still that running into the fence moment. But
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That is pretty fun.
It was funny when we were guessing, my wife was guessing today. She goes, was it something to do with the Dolphins? I said, I don't think they had any moments. None.
What
zero.
About benching Tua? Is that your number
that
one
moment?
That
might be right,
year?
Number one. I was going to thank Michael Valenzuela when I see him at the Christmas party tonight for his Steelers, you know, making that a finality.
Yes.
But, all right, there we go. Our moments of the year. Hope you enjoyed that retrospective.
Oh, I have a, oh man, I forgot this one. NASCAR
you
wanna, was
you
announced.
Add a new one? You like that
yeah,
moment?
Yeah, I want to see NASCAR here. Yes.
Well, that can be on your list next year.
And it's in June.
It'll be in June, 19th through 21st.
Your birthday weekend.
That's why I remember it now.
I know.
Okay.
That's how I remember Chris's birthday now.
Get to the break. Chris versus the fans. Sorry. On the other side, I know you want to drown me out.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
833-288-0973.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.